Yo, if y'all are only listening to this and you are not watching this, you are missing a time. Okay, head over to the YouTube so that you can see. Bruh, that I understand how when athletes be having like their music that gets them hype before the game. Yeah. And like how it could really get you in the zone. That's what it felt like. Just now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was so fire.
Vibes.
So, do you want to tell the people what happened before we got here? And also, I need to intentionally share the link too before we like get started. So you want to tell them
because we
are like 8 minutes late. You know, and I don't know if you did that on purpose, if you was feeling very AKA today or what, but yeah. So y'all know how Bianca is super petty. Y'all might not know this because if y'all are just coming into this universe with Bianca, you might think that Bianca is this sweet little darling. So this little bell that y'all keep hearing, this is our new petty alert, okay? And it's going to be showing up across various places. But this is the thing. Y'all going to have to keep your own count because Bianca be getting a little happy with the buttons over there. And she just be pressing stuff just to press it, okay? But when you hear that sound, that's what it is. That's a petty alert. That means that somebody has been petty and we are recording it for history's sake, okay? Just to bring everybody up to speed because things be happening behind the scenes that y'all don't be knowing about and then it makes its way here. So we got to give a little context. But go ahead and tell the people why we late, Bianca. And then we got a lot. We got so much that we got to talk about. But tell the people why we late before we get started for real, for real.
Yes, indeed. My apologies, community. We were late because there is something that's happening to my device. I have no idea what it was, but my mic, it was an issue with my mic. And that's a problem. I need y'all to be able to hear me, you know? Amen. So when I tell you, I done did a whole breakdown. Kimberly over there recording it. So I'm sure she's going to have it posted in our Patreon because that was wild. I can't wait to see the footage myself because I was like, my mic is not working.
She was going through it, y'all, in silence.
My sound effects are not working. I need my sound effects.
Snitch.
It's very important. Very important.
Ring the bell. Ring the bell. Ring it. So anyway, We're late because there was some technical difficulties, but we're here now.
Wait, no. Kalonda in the chat though, right? All right. Uh-huh. So shout out to my girl Kalonda, all right? So
Kalonda's my cousin for anybody who doesn't know.
Yes, indeed. So there's a hurricane coming. So I just got off the phone. My phone's been blowing up, by the way. Like it's just been people calling.
With concern? With genuine concern?
Yeah. Or transparency moment. I'm sure we can dive into it. We didn't do the intro.
Okay, sorry.
But listen.
What?
I got the call. She's like, hello, where you at? Tallahassee. I know you not. Get out. So I'm getting calls of people like, have you seen the news?
What are they saying on the news channels? Okay. Talk to me. What are they saying?
Oh my. What are they saying? You know, the whole unprecedented times. Oh, we in some unprecedented times. Oh, baby. This thing is going to hit.
What they saying is going to land as?
So if...
Jim is there? Oh boy.
Yeah, I don't want to provide inaccurate information as things are developing literally moment by moment. But what I will say that it is going to be covering the entire state of Florida. But it is a huge storm.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's good to know. I was just saying today, like, I be so disconnected from the news that I just kind of see what I see on social media. And then if I need to go further, I'll go to YouTube. So y'all hunkering down then, huh?
Well, actually, we got to pack up after this whole ordeal and we riding out. So
what? You on here, Bianca?
Listen, because before this hurricane hit, I got some things to talk about. And so here we are. Lord. We got some things to talk about because we all need to heal. Okay. We all need to heal out here. This podcast is very, very important. We need to have this conversation.
Wow. Okay. Well, then listen, y'all. So let's get into the things and y'all share this because I don't even know what's gonna happen. Like, what's going on?
Let's buckle up, baby. Let's buckle up. See? Life unfiltered, baby. Life unfiltered.
Okay. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Life Unfiltered, Heal That Shit. This is the podcast where we fearlessly navigate the complexities of life, love, grief, and the extraordinary journey of healing. We invite y'all along with us on this raw and unfiltered exploration. And it seems to be going to be a lot of that today as we share our personal stories, triumphs, and challenges to inspire and uplift.
Yes, indeed, because in a world that often encourages us to mask our struggles, we choose to lead with love and vulnerability. It's finally time to collectively address our own shit and have some real conversations. So we're here to voice the things that you might not have verbalized or even thought about so we can get to the root of the shit and heal.
So 2024 is the year of popping that shit, y'all. We've been saying that this entire year and we lead it by example, right? So what does popping your shit means? It means that you tell people who you are, what you do, okay? Because you are the magic. That's a t-shirt, by the way, that we're in the process of putting out. So anyway, my name is Kim or Kimberland. I'm an educational advocate, activist, consultant. I'm a visionary and motivational speaker, virtual producer, network executive. I'm an intuitive melanated life coach. I help people deepen their relationship with God to understand their unique design and purpose in order to positively impact the world. I'm a professional frolicker, and I also have left the U.S. since October of 2021. Girl, coming up on 3. Bianca, we got to celebrate. It's going to be 3 years. Oh my goodness. So I currently live in Medellin, Colombia, South America. And I am really excited to be here. Oh, this is going to be fun. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Ooh. And you know the power of number three. Okay. So my name is Bianca Goolsbee. I am a digital strategist, a consultant, education activist, a certified snitch. Yes, indeed. And I was supposed to be queued up, didn't do it. Just, I did all of that.
Oh, hell no.
I did it.
Because I am a certified snitch.
Snitch.
And I caught it. I appreciate that. See? You and me must never part. Okay.
Fun fact, I don't know if y'all know that that's my voice on the snitch. That's
snitch.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate
it. Sorry, I interrupted your intro. Go ahead.
It's okay. See, this would have been a perfect time if I had the MSGA commercial just to plug that in.
Come on, production.
We're going to work on it. We're going to have some ads on the next episode. I promise. Yeah. So, hey, I'm Bianca and I'm the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, we empower, we advocate, we coach and heal. I am an intuitive melanated life coach. I'm also a digital nomad, currently working and traveling wherever there's Wi-Fi. Currently, I'm in Tallahassee, Florida, and getting ready to travel somewhere else to stay safe from the storm. And my purpose is to empower others to find their own path to freedom and fulfillment. Amen. So we operate by three keys here. Amen. That is accountability, transparency, and integrity. I'm seeing a lot of those words on social media lately, and I hope that we're taking those definitions, understanding them, and using them appropriately in its appropriate context. Amen. Okay. Amen. Accountability, transparency, and integrity. And before we go further, we want to make sure that we're clear about expectations, what you can expect from us and what we can expect from you. Okay, so what you can expect from us. All right, so we are going to operate out of the three keys here. We are going to keep it real. We're going to speak freely and we're going to cuss if and when we feel like it. The reason why we're having this conversation right now is if you have young listeners in the room, you might want to grab some AirPods, some headphones, or maybe not. That's your business. What we can expect from you. Hate speech and hate comments are not welcomed here. We believe in the Block and Be Blessed ministry. Amen. So please be intentional with how you engage with others in social spaces, particularly this one, because this one is a safe space. We want you to engage and go on this journey with us. We are not the experts. We are facilitating the conversation and we want you to participate in this journey and bring people with you. So I would like to know the folks that are watching, put your name in the comments. Let us know where you're watching from, because together we are committed to doing the work to heal.
Amen. So we have some updates and want to let you all know how to interact with us, right? So this is a universe over here. Hey. This is a universe over here, and our universe is international, right? So it's something I've really been wrapping my mind around. And
ain't God good though?
Come on, international influence.
Come on.
Okay.
Oh, that was the wrong one. But you know what? I need to get some church organs. Or the sound effects, because that would have been perfect for that. Because when I tell you God is good, I need you to go back and say that again for the people in the back, because we're talking about an international impact, a global impact.
Global, across the planet.
Okay? Yes, indeed.
We've been getting into our analytics lately and just really seeing how far reaching our voices are going. So it's really dope. So if you're watching live, or even if you're watching on the replay, please let us know where you are watching from. And it allows us to really be able to track that impact. That's super important. So having said that, we wanted to give you all some directions. So we have emojis here. And emojis is a way for us to connect and be like, I see you. You are part of the group, right? So our emoji for this place, heal that shit, is the heart with a bandage around it. So when you see us out here in these virtual streets, that's a way for you, for us to know that you are in this particular community. We also have individual emojis. So my emojis are the sunflower and the crayon. and sunflower because my favorite color is yellow. I wear yellow glasses. Yellow makes me happy inside. Yay. And then the crayon because there was a recent part of my life where everything just felt like it was in black and white and gray and just so muted. And I've made an intentional choice to decide to color the fuck out of my life. So that's what I have been focusing on doing. So those are my emojis.
Yes, indeed. Every time you say that, it just makes me smile. I absolutely love that. Well, my emojis is a teddy bear. As you can see, I have the teddy armor of God. Amen. And I am grateful. Teddy bear season, you know, is here. Got a lot of love to give and a lot of love that I have been receiving. Amen. And so the teddy bear means a lot to me. And for those that know my heart situation and literally having my heart put back together to where I can live and function, having a pacemaker with a battery life of 10 years currently ticking. So I thank God for my heart in the healing process. And so those are my emojis, and that's how you can connect with me and give me special love. I appreciate it.
I love that those hearts go up when you do that.
Yeah.
So, if y'all have not done so already, please make sure that you have liked our page, that you have subscribed to the YouTube. You can find us at Heal That Shit on every single thing out there. Okay. Not everything. I'm lying. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok.
Claim it.
That's where we are. But you're okay. Increase.
Claim it.
Okay.
It's coming.
It is coming. It really is coming. It really is. So we are in the process of building this community. Both Bianca and I made an intentional decision to restart our lives and our creativity and our platforms from scratch. And that's what we're doing here. So you are getting in on the ground floor, if you will, of what we are building here. And that's important to us. So please do interact with us. We are here not to be experts, but to take this journey together. Also want to let you all know that we have a newsletter. So if you go to our website, wehealthatshit.com, you can get on the email list and subscribe to our newsletter. And lastly, if you prefer audio and wherever you get your podcast is where we are. Okay. The Apple, the Spotify's, the Google things, the iHeartRadio, whatever the podcast indeed. Is at, that's where we
are. We are there.
And I'm going to say again, internationally. So having said that, transparency moment, honey, there's just so much.
Oh, it's so much.
So who's starting?
You know, it makes me think about the time where we played rock, paper, scissors to determine.
Come on.
All right, here we go.
And don't be cheating either. Come on. Come on, Bianca, focus.
All right, here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I won.
Okay. Okay, so listen, I'm just at this point where we keep just talking about these unprecedented times. And so I just have to move in an unprecedented way.
Okay.
And so I have been reflecting on a lot of things. So the last that I've left off that I'm not sure that I shared on the podcast or not, but I think I had shared that I was struggling with my focusing.
Yes.
And so with that being stated, I went to the doctor, had a conversation and was like, hey, so I need help with this. So I went through the process of going through the screening. And so she said that, you know, I screened for having ADHD.
Okay.
And so there was a particular medication that she was like, try this dosage, see how this works for you. And we'll have a follow-up appointment to regroup to see how it's working for you.
Okay, so, I have a question though, because we had never really talked about this. So I have a question. When she diagnosed you with ADHD, How did you feel about that?
So at first I was like, well, dang, what else? You know? And then having to like really kind of process it. And that was just like stillness of just kind of clearing my mind, deep breathing. And that kind of helps me clear like all the thoughts that come up, because the brain people, boy, they gonna be moving around and doing the thoughts and stuff like that. And sometimes you just gotta get a bullhorn and tell them to shut up so that you can actually process and think. It'd be loud in there sometimes if you let it. But once I silenced the noise, I was just like, no, but like I need to be able to focus, because there's projects that I need to get accomplished. And like, but also this just, again, just makes my neural spiciness even more spicy. It makes me very, very unique. The way that I'm able to see things and to be able to process things is very unique, to where I'm able to charge a little bit different because of the value add that I bring to situations and organizations.
Come on now. So I'm the magic. Come on.
Yes, indeed. So I'm here to report that the medication is amoxicillin. I think I'm saying that correctly. I'll put it in the chat just because for transparency purposes, I might be saying it wrong. But it's not really doing it for me. I don't feel any type of difference with my focus at all. And so I'm trying to interrogate like
what other factors. You don't feel any difference at all?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah. But the positive thing is that like the effects that I was feeling when I was taking the antidepressant medicine, Wellbutrin, and like how I was like very numb and just kind of, like I don't feel those effects. And so that's great, because that's not something that I ever wanted. And so I am wondering, because there's different people that have different experiences with ADHD medication. And just like, I really want to know like what works for different people. There are different Facebook groups that I've subscribed to have these conversations with different neurospicy folks that just have different things going on with their brain space. And it has been very intriguing to see the different people be freely and open, just talking about their brain, how it works, what works best for them. And it's not a space of judgment and not a space of, well, why do you do it that way? Well, that's just the way that I do it.
Yeah. It's really interesting. I was talking to somebody I had just met the other day about all the intersectionalities of who I am. And they said something. They were looking on my my social media page, and they were like, you said something about autism. You're autistic. And I was like, yeah. And they said, I didn't see that in you. And I said, well, what does that look like? And they were like, well, autism is really rare. And like, I don't see that. And it just reminded me so much that we have someone from Venezuela in the house. It reminded me so much of the limited understanding that we have of our brain and the ways that we have been conditioned to judge our brain. And instead of embracing it and understanding it, right? We've been conditioned to fix it and stuff it into whatever box that doesn't benefit us. It benefits the system, right? Mm-hmm. And there's so much power in being able to understand that this is the unique way that my brain functions. And because of this unique way that my brain functions, it's actually magical. It's not broken at all. It's actually very much magical and able to do things that your regular brain can't do. You know, it's so, it's freeing. And I asked you how you felt about it because I remember I actually had a friend, Jasani, in Mexico City. And he was telling us that, you know, I think I'm autistic. And I was like, oh, okay. You know me, curiosity over judgment, right? So I'm like, so, all right. So what does that look like to you? You know, what do you think? So he started saying, you know, I started asking questions and I was looking here and then I took this test and then I saw this and I saw that. And he said, you know, for the first time in my life, I feel seen and I feel like I understand myself. And I was like, I love that for you, right? At the time, still not thinking that I'm autistic at all. You know, I was just like, I love that for you, Fred. Like, that's amazing. And he inspired me in the life coaching curriculum to put in the test for neurodivergence. Because after having that conversation with him, I was like, well, I wonder what it might say for me. And then I went and started taking those tests and I was like, this is interesting. And then just found out so much after that about my brain and how it works. So I just wanted to kind of pause there for a second. I know I just like bust up into your transparency moment, but I wanted to pause there for a second because there are a lot of people and I get a lot of DMs about my transparency in regards to processing that I'm neurodivergent and what that looks like. And people wonder, like, they're like, how did you know? Because I feel like that might be me, but there's so much stigma that's attached that people are afraid to even say that this is what's happening. But there are so many of us, especially Black women, who are late diagnosed and they just been calling us having an attitude our whole life, or we just antisocial or whatever, or we so blunt and, you know, just be saying anything. And it's the autism. It's the autism. It's the autism. And they don't be understanding because the idea of what we thought that autism looked like and what we thought ADHD looked like and what we thought these different neurodivergences looked like was based on a scale of white males. We were never represented in those studies. So how would we ever be identified, right? So now that we have more information, we are able to say, yeah, that's definitely, yeah, that's definitely me. That's definitely me. So yeah, sorry. Didn't want to pause for too long, but I wanted to just amplify and underscore that.
Yes, indeed. I think it's really, really important. And I'm glad that we have these conversations about brain space, brain people, and just overall brain research, because it's not talked about enough, particularly as it relates to mental health and just the overall wellness of us as people. So absolutely. When I tell you with this storm coming, I feel energized more than anything.
I see you.
I feel energized because you know what? God is good. And all of this stuff can go away. And I'm still gonna give God the glory.
Amen.
For all the things that I have been through in my life, to still be standing, to be in this place of peace and recovery and surrendering to God, I am in the best place that I've ever been in. I have been in this season where I have just really grown, and I am really starting to recognize that growth. And starting to see that light shine so bright. And it makes me so inspired to continue to shine that light onto others, because we need that light out here. It's a lot going on. Life is lifing. People are peopling. But at the end of the day, God is still God. And so I just want to just take a moment of privilege to say that I'm praying for the folks that are preparing for the storm. I hope and pray that you have all the resources that you need to keep yourself safe. I will be with my family, making sure that everything is where it needs to be. And we're going to continue to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. When I tell you, I've been deep in my word, Kimberlyn, I've been doing well, not only have you been bullying me in Duolingo, where I've been consistent with my Spanish, but I've all fix your mouth.
Not that you're gonna say I'm bullying you. Okay, okay, you've been consistent in your Spanish. I'm excited because can we say some things in Spanish? Because we have people that are watching who speak Spanish.
Yes.
Okay. So how would you like to show off your Spanish skills?
Well, actually, I don't, but I'm shy.
Not you shy. But now you're shy.
But this is the bullying that we're talking about. You know what I mean? Like, this is, here we go. Here's another example of what is happening here.
Bianca, you were just saying that you had your streak. I thought you were wanting to show it off. I wasn't trying to bully you.
I want to move forward.
Okay. Buenas noches a todos. Did I make you forget?
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about how amazing you're doing, and you were saying you're doing your Duolingo every day, and then you had said that I was bullying you with the French streak on Duolingo.
Okay. And so I also was being consistent with my Bible verses and reading more scripture and getting more familiar with God's word. Mm-hmm. And so I am really excited to explore more of the Bible studies that's in the Bible app. Okay. There's one that I'm currently working on, and I'm really enjoying this process of being connected with God, reading God's word, and then also having these moments of where I'm trying to be consistent with the things that I know I need to be better at. Mm-hmm. Now with Duolingo, a moment of transparency here, because, you know, here we go. This is holding me accountable. So I literally am doing Duolingo to keep the streaks going, but I will tell you that I am not being very intentional with doing the Duolingo and saying what needs to be said and having conversations. Okay. I think it's so gamified for me that it's like a puzzle, like I'm solving puzzles, okay. But I think that I need to actually work with a tutor, like one-on-one with my actual learning style to really learn Spanish. There are certain words that I picked up. So when you was like, Brunas noches, like mm-hmm. I knew that you were talking about good night. Mm-hmm. However, my brain is processing so much at one time that it's trying to translate. Mm-hmm. Then it's trying to then say it to where I can then understand it. So then now I need to say it back to, it's a lot of thinking thought processes that happen at one time in that. And that's what I'm working through too, of, cause I want to be able to speak in multiple languages. Like that's a goal of mine. Like after Spanish, I want to learn Creole. Like I want to be able to be fluent. And there's, you know, a community member in the comments that's learning Arabic. Like, whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Like that's what's up.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna add my Duolingo information so that we can get the French streak going too.
I know. I need to put mine too.
And so we go ahead and put, and we hold each other accountable for making sure that we are getting our education at least completing one lesson a day. I'm gonna do better with my Duolingo. I promise. But the one thing I wasn't gonna do was lose my streak again.
Cause so what number are you on?
Let me see.
Here I go. I was about to say, how do I find what my thing is?
141.
Okay. And what was it before you lost it?
Oh, it was like 200.
Okay.
Like it was 200, 250, something to that okay. effect. But and I was like, no. And then yeah. I see yours, and then I'm just like, dang.
But you know what's so funny?
I feel so inspired.
So let me put mine in the comments. So my Duolingo is Cumberland 5. Okay, but this is the other thing. So my streak right now is 622, I think. But it was like a year, a little bit over a year in 2022 when you had come to Mexico City for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And that week I just got out of my routine and then that was that. So after losing that streak, I was like, I will not lose this again. But this is the other thing that's so cool. And I don't know if y'all noticed that's watching. So Duolingo, they had DuoCon the other day, like, you know how they do with the iPhones and all that kind of stuff in Comic-Con and big stages and things and such. So they had that. And now they have added mathematics. And I don't know why I said that, like I was an old school teacher, mathematics. They have math and they also have music. So I started learning how to play the piano. And I am so excited about that because I'm playing the piano on my phone. Like I have been wanting to play. I didn't get to play instruments when I was growing up. So I was only allowed to sing. And because we didn't have any money for instruments, when the people gave us them recorders at the school, my mom was like, bring that recorder right on back up to them people. No. So I never even got the blow in the thing. Okay. It was like, absolutely not. So I don't know how to play any musical instruments. So I've always said if I were to learn how to play one, it would be the piano because I feel like the piano just you're able to create so many different types of moods with the piano. It can be unaccompanied and like I'd be in awe. So it was the coolest thing to open up Duolingo and now I could like remember how to read music and like all of that. It was so dope.
Yes, indeed.
But it also counts to, I brought all of them because it counts towards your streak. So even if your brain is like, I can't do Spanish today, then maybe you open your music lesson and it still counts towards your streak in your lessons.
Now that changes things. Now that. Yeah. I'm going to explore it for sure. Yeah. And I was thankful that you sent me the video of you actually going through that process. And so I can't wait for you to post it for others to see too. So if they're interested in doing it, like explore. Now Duolingo, now listen, now we need to work on the partnership, something, okay? At least get us premium for free or something, okay. All right? We just speaking this to existence.
But you know what?
I literally we shooting our shot all 2024 and beyond, okay?
Period. But I literally was just thinking earlier today, I was like, I really need to look and see if they do brand partnerships because I like Duolingo. I know some people don't. Some people like Babbel or whatever. I like Duolingo because it does feel like a game. And I feel like there are so many different types of ways that you can learn. And I also think it's funny. I think it's funny that Lily got an attitude all the time. But this is the thing that they announced, girl, at the DuoCon. Okay, this is what they announced. They about to have video chats, video call. So nice. You can call and talk to Lily and have a conversation and she's responding to the conversation and also remembering what you talked about previously and Lily is being Lily. So they were saying that the whole point of it is when you're interacting with people in real life, everybody's not going to be so nice while you're trying to talk, right? So some people going to be, you know, just like hurry up or whatever. So they were like, if they can create that type of feeling in a safer environment, you'll be more willing to take the risks when you get out into the real world because you've kind of already desensitized to whatever and you've had a chance to practice your pronunciation, which is the biggest thing, especially for English speakers, to understand pronunciation in Spanish. Because it's not English and our brain wants, and it's the same thing. Anybody who speaks a native language, because Spanish people do it too. So like they'll say stomach when they're trying to speak, say stomach, because that CH a lot of times makes the ch sound, but sometimes it makes the k sound. And it's a lot, you know? So what you have to do is kind of take yourself out of your native language and just immerse yourself into the new, this is a different alphabet. Even though the letters might look the same, they are different letters. They sound different. They behave differently. So anyway, I've really gotten into the process of how to learn a language because I never, you know, we had to teach English language learners in school when we were teachers, but there was not appropriate instruction for how to do that at all. And it is not until me being in this situation of having to teach myself how to speak Spanish, because I have learned via Duolingo. Like I took a class, a virtual class, maybe I want to say for like a month, because they had a free trial. And after that, I was just like, I'm just going to have to practice every day. And I'm just going to have to like focus on doing this and make myself have to do it. But when you learn how to learn a language, it makes it so much easier because you're learning how you learn. So like you said, with my learning style, like I need to have this particular situation or whatever, but it has been the most rewarding thing, especially with my cousin Kalanda being here and she's learning. So Kalanda speaks French. So she keeps going through French while she's like, no, this is not French, this is Spanish, right? So that's like the conversation happening in her head. But many times I'm the person that's translating and having conversations and am at a place where I feel confident to be able to do that with no problem. So much to the point that they'll be like, tu español es muy bueno. And I'm like, gracias, pero. Thank you. But I need to learn more, but I really worked on like learning the accent and learning how the letters make the sounds and stuff. So anyway, I don't want to geek out here because I will, but, it's fun. Like it's a fun process. So if any of you all are trying to learn a language, please do, join us over on Duolingo and we can talk about like what that journey is looking like and sounding like, but you got to force yourself to use it. So do we tell the people or do we hold or what's, cause I had asked you some questions on the video chat and I said, did you talk to your Patreon and like all of that? So where are we doing breaking news? Because I don't know.
Yeah. So, there's so much that is happening. So I'm really excited because I need to have a conversation with my equalizers. It's been some time. The last time that I had a conversation with my equalizers was in regards to a webinar that is still up online on checkthecellphone.com regarding cell phone safety and back to school. And we need to readdress and have that conversation because there's a lot of things that are happening as it relates to cybersecurity and cell phone safety. And it's impacting the climate and culture of campuses and communities. So
much.
With all that being stated, there are updates that need to happen with my equalizer. So I will post the link so that you are able to get access to it if you don't have access to it already. And I'm looking forward to the collaboration of universes that's getting ready to happen very, very soon and how God is opening doors and portals and things that are just unimaginable, but somehow it is coming to fruition. And so I just thank God for that truly. And again, I'm just in a place of peace and just gratitude for all the blessings and abundance that are coming by being faithful and surrendering to God.
I love that. I love that so much. You know what else? I love that we have been online and recording various stages of this journey, both behind the scenes, right? Because there's so much stuff that we haven't even had a chance. If y'all understood how many hours of videos that we have, it's wild. Like, it is wild. And it's been a lot, but I'm thankful that we have that, because we can go back and see when we were like, I don't know what this is looking like. I don't know, but this is what I see. This is what I think. This is what we could do. Like, all the times that we have had co-working and planned out courses and ebooks and all kinds of things, like, the pieces are aligning, and it is so amazing to watch, because so many of the things that we have wanted to do have felt so far outside of our reach. And but we were like, let's get it down. Let's write it down, right? And now we're able to go back and pull that plan and be like, execute. Like, it's mind-blowing. It is a testament to who God is in ways that we couldn't orchestrate. So I love it. Like, I love when God does that. When God is like, no worries. You just do what I told you to do, because I'm finna circle back and close the loop. Okay. And show people, like, it is just, it is so like, just, it's awe inspiring. And I really don't necessarily know the words like to use to really encapsulate how cool it is to see things that we've talked about in private start to happen and start to line up and be on the verge of busting out. And this is what I want to say. See, because those of y'all that are here with us, y'all know this ain't been no overnight success, Lord Jesus. It's been a long time. Okay. This has been a long time coming. A lot of literal blood, sweat, tears, trauma. Like, it's been a lot. So when we out here popping our shit, I don't want to hear it. Okay. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear nothing. Hey, we have worked so hard for this. So hard. So yeah, it's cool. I'm glad that we have the record to be able to go back and be like, I said that back in 2019. I said that in 2022. We wrote this down in 2023. There's a lot that's happening. You had anything else for your transparency moment?
Yeah, I just wanted to say the message of documenting the process. And I am very grateful for this process that I'm going to be doing, with being more intentional with documenting the process and documenting my getting started routine so that I can be more consistent with it, and being more consistent with documenting the process with my cell phone activity, which, by the way, we had a conversation last episode about our screen time. And I know that I have not been doing a great job with my cell phone usage, particularly using my phone at night. Mm-hmm. It has been a thing where my phone has been accessible and I've been scrolling and I've been up all times of night when I should have been asleep. But here we are. Besides that, I am just so grateful for this space and the different people that are watching live and the folks that will watch later, and just looking at the numbers and the data And just knowing that with the messages that we get in our inboxes, that the impact is here and people are feeling safer to have conversations. And that's what this is all about. And that's what I'm so grateful of, the portal opening up where we're giving the space for people to heal. Mm-hmm. Because again, life is life and people are people, and but God is still God. And so just being in alignment with God's purpose and discovering your destiny and doing all of those things, I'm just very grateful and I'm just in a good space. So that's my transparency moment, honey. That's where I'm at.
I love that. I can tell that you are really full. I can tell in your spirit. And I forgot to do the spirit check. So I'm wondering if you were to describe where your spirit is. Let me see if I can find the... There we go. So let me throw the spirit check on up here for the sake of the visual. So green, I'm absolutely wonderful. Life is great. Blue, I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Purple, I'm okay. Things could be better. Yellow, I'm not doing so well. I need support. Where would you say that you are? What does your gradient look like today?
Oh, it is a bright green.
Oh. When you say bright, like, is it like lime bright or like, what does bright green look like?
Bright green is like a neon green.
Ooh, glowing.
Yeah. It's glowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fire. That's fire. That's fire. I love that. I think I am... green in the middle. This green feels more like a lime green with the blue around the edges. So it's like the green is coming out and taking over, and the blue is literally just like right around. That's what my gradient
is. I see that. I can visualize that perfectly.
Yeah.
I love the way you describe that. Okay.
Yeah. So you all tell us where your spirit is as well. I see we have a comment. I need alone time and sleep. Listen, let me tell y'all something. This goes in line with this concept of alignment. Sometimes we got to shut things down and insulate and focus on self. I had a conversation just before coming on here, and we were talking about friends transitioning and realizing that you need more out of relationships than they are providing. And how do you do that? How do you grieve that? What does that look like? How do you release that without being angry? Like, there's just so much that we are going through and so much that we're processing. And everybody can't pick up and leave the country, right? That's not everybody's reality. There are different factors and situations, even though many of y'all might want to, and if you want to, reach out if you're ready, all right? But that's not everybody's reality to be able to do that. And one of the things that I have appreciated watching since Kalanda has been here is watching her create her vibe. When I tell you I'm jealous, okay? The girl got this fountain that's like a cloud with raindrops falling, with a diffuser, flower arrangements. She got a journal holder for the it's a vibe up in there. Okay. A vibe.
Yes, indeed.
And the cool thing about it is we had a conversation about the beach. She's a beach girl, loves the beach. I can't stand the beach. I don't want to go to no beach ever for no reason. You remember we was in Cartagena and we was like, let's eat lunch on the beach. And I was like, okay.
Like the sand though. Do I gotta touch the sand, Jesus?
I don't want to do this. And then it was like, oh, let's go see the sunset, right? Then it's like, okay, just kind of just picture.
Them pictures were fire, though.
They were fire.
Them pictures was fire, though.
It was super fire. But I'm not a beach girl. So I had asked her, I was like, you know, while you are here, how can you bring these elements into your actual space so that it can feel more aligned with what your spirit needs? Listen, sis, and they're knocking it out the park. You understand me? Like, it is, it's a vibe. So what it makes me think about is we might need to have this alone time, right? We recognize that we need to have this alone time. But sometimes what we do is we'll keep trying to hold on to this concept of these people that have been in our lives and what they represent and who they've been and who we've been and whatever those dynamics are. But the healing is in that alone time. The healing is in that silence. The healing is in being able to look inside and say, what is my vibe? What does this need to look like? What does this need to sound like for me? Not for them, for me. What do I need? And we've been so trained to label that as selfish that we continue to place ourselves in positions where we have to heal from our life. So what I realized that I had done is kind of like a disassociation, right? Shit got crazy. In Kimberlyn Jackson's life, right? Over there in the Kimberlyn J world, right? Like, it was mad wild over there. And I was like, y'all got it. I'm finna go mind my black ass business, right? So I just left Kimberlyn J. Every so often, I tiptoe back over there and be like, what's up? But I'm minding my black ass business. And it almost became not necessarily another persona or anything, but I was able to start to discover who I am outside of the role, outside of being the expert, outside of being the voice of all the things. Like, y'all don't know. Y'all don't know how many phone calls, how many messages, how many people, how much success, if you will, that I am behind the scenes of. Y'all really just don't know. It's a lot. And I really had to separate from that to ask myself, like, but who am I? Like, what do I like? What brings me joy? What do I want to be doing? You know, what do I want my day to look like? What do I want to see when I look out my window? What do I want to smell when I wake up in the morning? What type of music am I listening to? What does the rain sound like? Like, all of that stuff is important. And we don't really spend a lot of time thinking about that. And we just continue settling for whatever we have because that's what we know. And what I'm challenging everyone to do and think about is how can you, well, first off, what do you want your life to look like? Like, that was the assignment that I gave to the person I was talking to. I was like, what do you want your life to look like? Not in your current reality filtered through, oh, well, you know, I got the good. That's not what I asked you. I said, what do you want your life to look like? And it very much reminds me of your question of freedom and fulfillment. What does that look like, right? I think it's important for us to ask ourselves those questions and start to outline what that looks like. Because once I can define it, mm-hmm. once I can see it, it will start to happen. Even if that means I have to buy a cloud fountain because I ain't made it to the beach yet, I'm on the way. So while I'm on the way there, let me go head on and act as if I'm going to be there because I'm coming. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
What you thinking?
So I am thinking about how the message that I sent you right before we got on this call about this podcast and asking people these questions about what does freedom and fulfillment look like for them.
You know, and I haven't listened to your message.
Oh, well, spoiler alert.
Okay.
So we're going to be traveling and frolicking and asking people what freedom and fulfillment looks like for them. I'm getting ready to order the equipment. And making sure that we have alignment with that.
This is good, Bianca.
Yeah. So I'm really excited for the conversations that are going to be had as it relates to people finding what does this look like for them and getting to the root and understanding that, hey, you need to find your freedom and fulfillment because life is life and not here. So you need to have joy.
That's going to be really good. So that was your answer to my question of what you wanted to be intentional about?
Yes.
I love that. That is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 So I'm going to go ahead on and say, if y'all are not in the Patreons, y'all need to get in the Patreons. Because it's a lot of things that are happening behind the scenes that you probably want to be able to be a part of. This is dope. Okay, nice. So I did have one more thing that I wanted to talk about was impactful thoughts from my psychologist. So I don't always be trying to hear what my psychologist and my therapist be trying to say. Okay. Sometimes I be listening with reluctance, but most of the time they be right. Most of the time, they be right. And one of the things that I struggled with for a really long time was wrapping my mind around why people would choose to leave me. And this has been like a lifelong thing, but I'm just getting to the point of like actually naming it and processing it. So there's copious amounts of information, y'all, on my website. I'll put the link here in the chat for you or the web address, but it's just my name, KimberlynJackson.com, and the blog is called Free to Be Me. Because I'm gonna say some things, but there's context over there. So my biological trigger warning, my biological father, the story that I was told is that he unalived himself before I was born. So my life started out with leaving, you know, with someone leaving. So I've really been like trying to just wrap my mind around what that means for me and what that looks like. So I was mad one day and I was talking to my psychologist and I was like, why people be leaving? Like, I try to do my best. I try to love people. I try to do the right thing. I try to help people. Like, why do people be leaving? Like, they just be throwing me away like a piece of trash. What's wrong with me? And she was like, nothing is wrong with you. And I was like, sis, I did the math. Okay, the math is mathing. I am clearly the problem. I am clearly the common denominator. My pickle is broke. I don't know what the issue is, right? And she said, she was like, it's really not you. It's who you require people to be. And everybody is not prepared to be who you require them to be in order to access your energy. And it really made me start thinking about that question of who do I require people to be in order to be around me. And one of the things that I know is you're not going to have no low vibrational conversation with me. I'm not about to do that. I'm not sitting here talking about the weather for too long. I'm not doing that. Like, we are going to talk about things that matter. We are going to talk about your dreams, your hopes. We're going to talk about how we can win together. We're going to talk about God. We're going to talk about things that matter, that are making a difference, that are making an impact. And she was like, that's what you require from people. And everybody's not willing to do that. And everybody's not willing to show up that way. So while it might feel like rejection of somebody throwing you away, it's actually because they realize that they are not at a place in their life to show up the way that you require. And it really helped me to reframe a lot. Because I see here, Beryl's in the comments, she said, you require a level of excellence and transparency.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Like, you're not gonna lie to me and like be telling me you're fine when you're not. Like, we're not doing it. We're not.
Right.
What's happening? Like, talk, because I already can see it. I already know. I've already felt it. Like, I already know it. So let's deal in reality, you know? And I wonder what you think about that. And I also wonder who you require people to be in your life.
So recently I started this thing where I'm like, if you can't honor the three keys, then we can't, there's just no alignment there. And so that was in the process of dating and meeting other people, and in the process of just friendship. Like, if you can't say that you're sorry and that, you know, you made a mistake, you can't keep it 100 and just be honest and just do the right thing. Like, I don't want no parts of that. Like, life is already hard enough, and I don't need anyone in my orbit in space to make it harder. God has already shown and revealed to me that the people that are near me have very, very close ties to how I move and how I show up. So I need to be very intentional with the people that are close to me as I walk this journey and walk. So, yeah, if you ain't honoring the three keys, I'm not with it.
Yeah. And I appreciate you for defining that. Because I say it all the time. Like, I'd be like, so like my, I use it as an example. And Kalonda and I were talking about this on our last episode of So You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese with friendship and having agreements within your friendship about how you are going to show up. And what these words mean, you know, what does it mean to be accountable? What does it mean to have integrity? You know, we know that if I call and I'm like, how's your spirit feeling? And you not finna hit me with a, well, another day, another dollar. Girl, we're not doing that. Like, what is happening? You know, that level of willingness to be vulnerable. And what I'm realizing, this is not present in many people's relationships. But for me, it is what I require. So those are the types of people that I have around me, are people that are willing to be vulnerable and people that are willing to have tough conversations and willing to, you could tell me that you don't want to talk about it, but don't tell me that you're fine, because I could see you not fine. So I don't know why we're doing that, you know? it's a different level of intention in a relationship. And I just want to encourage anyone who is going through the realigning of your circle. It does get better. For a moment, it is. It feels like it's just you. And it's like, but that's when we're supposed to take all that energy and put it into ourselves to figure out what we want. So then when we come out of that, we're able to say, three keys. Don't come up over here if you can't do that. You know, don't come up over here if you're not going to have a vulnerable conversation. Don't come up over here if you are going to be uncomfortable when I'm curious about what's happening in your life and you're going to take that as an offense. Don't come over here if you don't know how to name your emotions. Don't come over here if I can't tell you that you did something that caused me harm and you take accountability for that and we just move forward and we just, well, that's not going to happen no more. And like, if you can't do that, don't come over here. But many people operate in those ways. You know what I mean? So it's a blessing in disguise. Like, you got to go through the shedding period. And I know we've probably heard all of this in church. We've heard it, like, we've heard it in places, but this is real life. Like, this actually happens, that you have to do the audit to figure out who actually is supposed to go to the next level, because it is transition that's happening right now. And it's not just for us, it's transition that's happening. And I don't know what's happening with the planets and the moon and the stars and God. And I don't know what all is happening right now. I haven't checked CoStar or nothing like that. But what I do know is what I feel. And that is that there's something happening right now, that things are coming into alignment, that there's like this bat signal that went out and people of like mind are looking for each other, because people are like, I'm not finna keep doing this that y'all calling life. I don't want this. Right. So we're looking for each other to have these safe places and communities to be able to heal and to be able to talk and be able to connect and to be able to feel.
Yeah.
But you got to get rid of the ones that ain't ready to do that, because they're not ready. And it doesn't have to be judged. Like, it doesn't have to be that they're a bad person. It don't have to be none of that. It's just they are at a different place in their process than you are. And it doesn't align. That's something else, Bianca, that language for me, when you like started using that alignment language, I was like, that's it. Because it keeps us out of a space of judging what's happening and assigning intention, and to simply just acknowledge, I'm in a different place than you are right now, and that's okay.
Yeah.
What you thinking?
I'm thinking a lot of things right now. I'm thinking about how we are showing up unapologetically and turning the mics back on, and how all of this is all coming together so beautifully. I honestly am at a place where I'm like thinking several things at one time. So one, as you're having the discussion, I get a text message about my mom. I get a text message from my mom in regards to my office equipment and making sure that I get everything together for insurance just in case something happens. Mm-hmm. And so it is just those things that, you know, in the moment of uncertainty of documenting the process, getting together. So mentally, my mind is like, okay, so this is how I'm going to have to pack this up when I get done here. And then in this space, I'm like, okay, there are so many people that are out here that are looking for these safe spaces and looking for people to connect with and are tired of meeting with people with these misalignments and are just looking for those connections. And I am so grateful that folks are having those tough conversations and doing those village audits and being like, hey, okay, so how I have to move, I need to make sure that if you are in alignment with me, great. If not, it's cool.
Yeah.
But not holding on to things that we don't need to hold on to. And in the season that I've been in, where I've carried a lot of things and I have taken on a lot of responsibilities that were not my responsibilities, that are still my responsibilities at the end of the day, because that's what I signed up to do. What God told me was that I need to surrender and that I need to stop saying yeses to things where he has told me no and has provided me signs of being no. And God had to hold me accountable, sis. That was very uncomfortable. I had to take my moment of being like,
look, that's when you hit them with the, oh, hell no.
You know, just,
oh, hell no.
So in this season, as things are shaking up and things are being revealed out here, as the light is clearly being shined on a whole bunch of different things that's going on out here. You know what I mean? What's done in the dark is definitely being revealed in the light. So operate with integrity and intention and making sure that the people that you are aligning yourself with go with your morals and values. Mm-hmm. Because if not, you are going to stumble. And as someone who has stumbled and had to be held accountable, I'm just here to just use my voice to be a witness to say, please be intentional with your path and your alignment with God. And please be intentional with your steps, because if not, you are going to face some hardships that you would not have to go through if you were to follow and go through these steps. And of course, not saying that, you know, everything's going to work out perfectly, because life is life and right. But also at the same time, I think if we are more intentional with what we're doing and how we're showing up, that overall as a people, we can be better and do better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something to the surrender. It really is. Somebody asked me the other day, they was like, what do you do? Because every time you post something, you're relaxing. You're looking at your plants. You're on the balcony.
Yes, indeed.
You're doing yoga. You're meditating. You're
with your drawers on.
But you know what? That's a part of the process. Because you remember when I was in Mexico City and I had started like dancing and stuff. That was a part of the process of loving me. Just loving me in the current state. Because I can't tell you how much time that I spent beating myself up and trying to understand like why I wasn't losing weight. Why was I so fat? Like what was happening? Why was I gaining more weight? You know, I don't eat. So it's like, how am I not even eating? And I'm still like, this is stupid, you know? But it wasn't until I really was like, this is the body you got. And we have to find how to exist in this body without saying horrible things to yourself every day. And I started listening to Lizzo's music, which, by the way, do you follow Lizzo at all? Or have you seen her lately?
I've seen pictures of her transformation. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Beautiful and woman.
I would bet that along this journey, she's had these conversations. She's on one of my pages that I don't really go over to very much, but her music did really put me in a space of being like, why am I hiding myself and trying to shrink myself instead of just being me, you know? So yeah. When y'all see me on the internet in my drawers, like, because it's my body and because I can and because I spent the first 40 plus years of my life hating my body and hating everything, like never looking at myself with love and always just so critical. And it was a lot. So now I'm just like, because let me tell you something. If I could go back to when I was 20 something, I would be naked. That's why I love these these girls, the Chloe Bailey, the Holly Bailey, Meg Thee Stallion, Normani. Like these girls, I love that they are like, I am sexy and I know it. And I am proud of my body. Like the amount of shame that was placed on me and on us as women and us as Black women, like y'all about to catch me on this internet in my drawers when I feel like it.
Yes, indeed.
And then also let me go ahead and prepare you because I'm probably going to be over there on the OnlyFans too. Because oh, what yes. I know, this is what I know. I have a schoolmate that is in entertainment. And I had posted a picture a while ago and I was like, are my breasts distracting in this picture? I wound up using the picture. The picture is the picture that's on my website if you go to KimberlynJackson.com. But he messaged me and he was like, listen, you are a beautiful woman and you have a beautiful body. And it is a part of you. That's it. Don't like, it's your body. Because, oh. You know, like, of course, in church and all that, they're like, you know, oh, you got because the men gonna stumble. So you got to cover up and all. And it's like, I just don't subscribe to any of that anymore. Because I should be able to have my ass out. And you need to control yourself, sir. I understand. I know. I'm fine. I know. I look at myself in the mirror every day. Okay? I knows it. And also, you need to be responsible for controlling yourself. You know, I'm on that right about now. And I don't know where that it falls in the liberation, in the feminism, and the burning of the bras, and all the things, power to the people, and all of it. But that's where I'm at.
Yes, indeed.
Because it's a part of the healing, repairing my relationship that I had with myself and with my body and the types of things that I was saying to myself and all of that, you know, the unapologetic of it all, you know? So I don't know why I went down that. I don't remember why I went down that road, but it needed to be said. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Be free. That is the message. Be free and be you, because like in the beginning with the intro about wearing a mask, like I've had several transparency moments where I've shared that I've worn a mask for a multitude of different reasons. And I've intentionally chosen to take that mask off and show up as I am, who I am, and whether you like it or not, here I am. And just be okay with being disliked, because you're going to be disliked and there's going to be things that are said about you that might not be true. But I will tell you from personal experience, just don't rack up your heart trying to fight these narratives that people are just going to continue to create. I have a pacemaker, so I have to be very intentional with my pace and how I handle things. And I can't have my heart rate elevated too much. So with that being said, I'm choosing peace over everything.
Amen. Amen. It's beautiful. This world of peace is beautiful. And you can see it. You can see it on people. I've literally just this past week met three or four people and they're like, what do you do? You know, your skin is glowing, or you just have this relaxed state. And it's like, I'm choosing to surrender to what God said. And peace is, that's it. That is it. I've been chasing peace my entire life.
Yeah.
So to be at a place of being like, yeah, this is the calm nervous system that I was supposed to get standard issue. I was in the wrong line, but now I'm in the right line. You know, it feels good in your spirit. And my hope and wish is that all of us are to be able to create that in our environment. So whether you got to get you a cloud lamp or a diffuser or incense or whatever, the hard work for the week is, what's your vibe?
Oh.
What's your vibe? What music are you listening to? What scents are you smelling? What are you wearing? What is your vibe? What is your vibe? Because that's how we're going to know what we need to gravitate towards to really heal our hearts, our minds, our spirits. What's your vibe? That's the hard work.
Yeah. So I want to circle back on last episode's hard work of the week was about these screen time reports. Mm-hmm. So I just want to just share what my data is.
Bianca, if Bianca ain't going to do nothing, she's going to be accountable. You hear me?
And I also am asking the folks that are in the comments that are watching now or that are watching the replay, mm-hmm. Hey, love you. I would like to know what these numbers look like for you as well. Okay. And if you have a iPhone, you can go right to settings and search screen time. Very similar with Android, and it will give you a report of how many hours you have spent on your device. Today, my report says that I have spent 9 hours and 47 minutes. 4 hours and 22 minutes was allocated to social media. 2 hours and 7 minutes was allocated to productivity and finance. And 21 minutes was in the creativity category.
Okay. So today, I'm at 10 hours and 55 minutes. For the record, though, I've been up. So, you know, I woke up at 5:30 this morning.
Really?
Girl. Yes. Because I worked. I had a training that I did. The training started at 6:40. It was kind of nice early in the morning, though. But don't get excited, because I'm not going to be doing that all the time. But I've been up a long time is what I wanted to say, because usually this wouldn't be at this time. It wouldn't be this much at this time. But anyway, so 10 hours and 55 minutes, 6 hours and 37 minutes on social, 2 hours, 47 minute productivity, 1 hour and 13 minutes in images, which also kind of goes into productivity. The most used apps today, I've had WhatsApp, 2 hours and 57 minutes, Instagram, 2 hours and 34 minutes, and Zoom, 1 hour and 11 minutes.
How many notifications did you receive today?
I don't have notifications on my phone.
Oh.
I don't have notifications on my phone. I took them off.
I know you said that, but I didn't know you meant like all of them, like all of them, all of them. I thought maybe at least you have WhatsApp that, oh no, you did say you took off WhatsApp. Lord.
Anything that somebody can get direct access to me is off. The notification is off.
Oh, wow.
So if I am having an active conversation with you, I am actively remembering to be in that conversation at that time. But I don't get any notifications about anything. And most of the time, what I've started doing is just having it on do not disturb, unless I'm expecting a delivery or something. But count yourself, like, I'm making an intentional effort to be accessible if you have had access to me, because I do not have notifications on my phone. No.
Wow. said, oh. Okay. Well, for notifications, I received 263 Ooh, today.
Sweet Jesus.
Content Kalanda shared that they received 190. For pickups, how many pickups did you have today?
I don't know how to find that.
It should be in the same section.
Okay, let's see.
I had 210. Content Kalanda said she had 49.
I don't know how to find that in the Android. Let me see if I just search it. Pickups. Alert. No, I don't know how to find that. I'm going to have to do some more research on that.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
So just to round out the accountability of it all with the notifications, this is something that you preach all the time, and this is why I just took them off, is every notification, which you said it takes 30 minutes to refocus.
30 minutes. Yeah, to recalibrate after receiving one notification.
Yeah, so I get distracted enough on my own with the things I'm doing. I didn't need no help. And I feel like, I told you, I want to go back to a time where we have landlines. Like, yeah. I don't want to be contacted like that. Like, if you want me to be somewhere, schedule an appointment on my calendar and I will be there. Okay. But I don't want to just be like in waiting and like accessible. I don't like it. It stresses me out.
Yeah.
So, I made that decision. Now, sometimes I forget to check email and I forget to do the thing. So I'm working on that system, right? So that I am actively checking the communication channels. But no, I don't get any notifications to my phone. Probably the only thing would be Duolingo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as usage, I'm like trying to reframe the shame that I would often have as it relates to my cell phone activity. And so, again, for accountability purposes, the one thing I need to be more intentional with is where I charge my phone so that it's not so accessible, so that I do not fall into the habit of grabbing my phone at night and then end up on TikTok and Instagram reels and watching content that is not adding any value to my life at a given time other than distracting me from what I'm supposed to be doing, which is sleeping.
Felt and heard.
And then wonder why my body tired.
Yeah. Yeah, felt it hurt. So we are going to continue holding ourselves accountable, y'all, to this. And again, we invite you along. I received a comment the other day when somebody said, you said notifications was the devil. And I was like, relax. That's not what we said. Okay. But also, it's a lot of. So we challenge y'all to really come along on this with us, right? Our goal is for all of us to heal together and to be better together. So a reminder, connect with us, heal that shit on all the things. I do TikTok, YouTube, Patreon, Facebook, all the places, all the things. If you are looking for behind the scenes access, now is the perfect time to to sign up for that because it's a lot of collaborations finna be happening. So we will be back in 2 weeks. What's our next show? October 9th. We will be back with our next episode. Like, comment, subscribe. Share.
Subscribe.
Get the word out there. If you have heard something, there was something that made you comment, it was something that made you like, share that with someone else and send them over here to the Heal That Shit community. Tell the people where they can find you, Bianca.
Oh, so you can find me minding my black ass business. but you could also find me at BiancaGoolsby.com.
Cool beans. And you can find me at KimberlynJackson.com if you are looking to actually get into contact. Lord, I am fighting for my life over here.
Okay.
Child, let's clear it out. Girl, drink some water, sis.
Clear it out.
KimberlynJackson.com. If you're actually looking to get into contact with me, there is a way to do that there. It'll send me an email. And Minding My Black Ass Business on all platforms, MindingMyBlackAssBusiness.com. We got merch. And join my Patreon. It's a good time. Content Kalanda is in there. She's flourishing, okay? Doing the content and such. We got vlogs. We've got BTS, behind the scenes stuff. We got all kind of stuff happening, all right? So come on in there and hang out with us. Only $5 a month. All right. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye, y'all.